Hot Smoker Guy. I tell myself I'm not going upstairs today, but I find myself wandering up the elevators the next day and up onto the terrace before I head home. It's not the terrace that has been niggling at my curiosity non-stop. It's Hot Smoker Guy. I'm not a girl who thinks a lot about guys. I hardly thought about them all through college. I was too busy trying to graduate. So this curiosity is a bit of a first, and maybe just a tad worrisome, too. He's wearing a blue polo today. It's kind of ballsy that he doesn't care about being fired because he's not wearing the requisite black and white or gray uniform everyone in the company wears. He is most definitely the male guy. "You don't care about the dress code either, huh?" I say. He lifts a brow, apparently amused by the tone of approval in my voice. "You're wearing a polo today? And the other time, no jacket." It seems impossible, but his eyes sparkle even more. "You know all about my dress habits?" He seems amused and delighted by that, and for some reason it makes me flush. He turns the chair and sits before me, arms draped over the chair back.
"What's the problem with the dress code? Looks to me you wear it very well."
I roll my eyes. He's laughing at me. "It's boring, that's what." I signal to him and his don't-give-a-shit attitude. "I just wish I had your balls."
"Where exactly do you want them?"
I laugh, then flush. Oh, God. He laughs, too.
"I'm sorry, that was completely out of line," he says, shifting forward in the chair. "I couldn't resist."
"You know what? You really should," I say with a little frown. "Does anyone fall for those antics?"
"You'd be surprised how many women fall for my antics."
I eye him dubiously. "If you say so." He has his charm, and that face does him plenty of favors, but the guy seems to have a gargantuan ego already. I'm not about to feed it anymore. And I meant the balls to not wear the required clothing. How do you get away with it?
My special.